Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you guys have been having a good week. I know it's only been a week since you last saw me. Hope you missed me. You're currently listening to Intonation on Radio Africana. I'm Sim Says. Let's get into it, guys. So, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't have much of a plan for today, okay? Sorry. Next week, I'll do better, okay? Today, we're just kind of gonna freestyle. I actually have a guest in the studio today. So I have been busy, which is why I haven't been as prepared, okay? I've been on an events course, hopefully gonna be doing more events with the studio, got some of my own stuff lined up, so watch this space really. Now for my guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Roku145 and I'm an artist based in Manchester. And it's actually my first time on Radio Africana, all thanks to Sims. Woo. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here. It's a pleasure.
Okay, nice. So I actually asked, do I have to say the numbers? I'm just Roku. Can I just call you Roku?
Yeah, you can just call me Roku.
I actually asked Roku for some song suggestions for today. So the first one that I'm going to play actually features him. This is by Gigi Saldana. Have I said it right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gigi Saldana featuring Roku145, and this is Patek. Enjoy, guys.
You put it on Patek on my wrist. Let me tell you, I'm not in love because you're rich. There's no reason to insist. You've been number one already on my list, but you're putting on Patek on my wrist. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm not in love because you're rich. There's no reason to insist. You've been number one already on my list, baby. You know I'ma hold you down. So mucho lo que han tratado, pero ninguna lo trao. Nah, tú tan animal y yo ando de esa.
Guys enjoyed that. That was Gigi Saldana and Roku145 Patek. So, you know, it's not often that I have the artist in the studio with me. So, Roku, tell us a bit about the song. How did it come to be?
Honestly, it came online, like everything happened online. Like, I still haven't met Gigi. She's an amazing artist. I think she's moved to Miami, but when we were speaking, she used to live in Puerto Rico. And yeah, it's been like a relationship that's been like 3 years now, musical relationship. Like, that's basically. It was fun. Like, I heard the record, and it was easy to write too, and that's why it's out. So yeah.
Very nice. I see the video came out 2 months ago. Is that when the song came out, or is it older than that?
Oh yeah, the song actually. Yeah, the song and the video was released. Unfortunately, I'm not in the video because I'm not in Miami.
Fair.
I'm in Manchester. But yeah, the song came out 2 months ago. This was a beautiful platform, so I was like, why not I play a good song? You know, I
mean, sure. Yeah, people. And I'm always trying to find new music from emerging artists, so that was nice.
Yeah, thanks.
And how long did it take? Like, the whole process of her messaging you, you writing the verse, like, what was that like?
Yeah, so I think I wrote this song like a year ago. Well, she sent it to me a year ago, so we wrote it a year ago, and like, she signed to like a major label, and I think we just got like a long process to like release it. But so it was a very like lengthy process to release the record, but I think it did good because like it's stood the test of time, because we made it a year ago and we put it out this year, and it's still up to par. So
yeah, true.
So I'm happy about that.
Okay, nice. And have you done many collaborations, or was that your first? Or
yeah, we actually have like a couple songs together. I think we've got 3 songs together.
Okay.
Yeah. Just waiting for me to release it now. Actually, these are my ones. Yeah, she's featuring on these ones. I'm planning on putting like a tape together, so it'll probably be on that.
And is that going to be self-produced? Because I know you're a producer. Or what, like, how's it working?
So most of the records on the tape are gonna be like produced by my friends, my people I know. Mm-hmm. And they make music, and I love their music and love their production technique and style. So most of the songs on the project's gonna be produced by those people. But I'm gonna have a couple that's produced by me, maybe 2. But I really think I like to shine with others, you know.
Okay.
So I like to collaborate, and I feel like it brings out when it's a good collaboration. Not all the time, but most of the time, it brings out the best of like both artists. Mm. You know, that's what a good collaboration is.
Yeah, I so agree with that.
Yeah.
I think also it pushes you as an artist, because when you see somebody else's style, you're like, oh, I didn't think of approaching it
100%
that way, and yeah, then you take that with you into whatever you do next.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like music is so competitive. We like to feel like we're not competing with anyone, which is right. We try to feel like, as artists and creatives, like we're not competing with anyone, which is right and which is great. But when you're in the space collaborating with an artist, it's literally a competition, because you want to bring out your best and they want to bring out their best. You know, they want to represent their art in the like super sane form, like in the highest form. So yeah, I feel like it pushes you to work harder.
Yeah,
collaborations than just being in your comfort zone, just doing it all by yourself. You know, things become easy, like routines, and you get better at them. But it's always better to have someone challenge you, you know.
Yeah, and then I'm guessing because you work well with Gigi, like things just flow. Because I've tried some collaborations before that didn't get finished because I feel like the creative differences weren't able to be worked out, or I think we were both quite stubborn in what we wanted and the vision we had for the project. Even when we planned it from the beginning, it sounded like it was going to work. And then when we got down to it was little things. It was like, I want it like this. I want it like this. But I would love to just find that person that, even though our styles are completely different, we're able to just like get in that flow state together and like keep making music.
100%. I feel like with that, I've not worked with so many people, so I can't really say. But from my experience, I feel like it helps when you respect the artists you're working with.
Mm.
Because if you respect their, if you like their music originally, like organically, and you like them as a person, it would just work, you know. You would respect their opinions. They would respect your opinions, because they're like, I'm working with this person because of how they make music, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, just respect, I feel like, goes a long way with, like, collaborating as well.
Yeah, you know, as you're saying that, I don't want to get into politics, but I feel like sometimes, look, as a female producer, guys do not want me to tell them too much, even though if it's a project where I'm producing,
yeah,
they have a lot to say, and I'm like, okay, but you don't know. Like, no shade, but you don't know, and I do, and that's why we said I was producing. Those are the issues I've had before. So when you talk about respect, I'm like, yeah, actually, I think that's why it fell apart.
100%. Respect is... I'm saying 100% to everything because I'm agreeing with you.
Nah, it's
you
okay,
see?
It's okay.
But yeah, it is. It's if you genuinely respect the other creative, you guys would, like, you would work to meet each other, like, you would compromise with... Compromising doesn't always have to be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree, especially creatively, like... Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes you just need to try something, and then, okay, after you tried it, maybe it didn't work, but at least try it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like with, like, collaborating, it's kind of like a relationship as well, because, you know, you fight... And it's some relationships that you fight and that's the end of it. And what really, like, makes the collaboration, like, make the song, like, makes you get to the end. It's like, how do you come up from that fight, from that disagreement? How do you come up from that fight? You know, when you're giving me, like, your opinion and I'm like, or your ideas and I'm like, how do I receive it? And how do we move on from that? You know, that's what would finish the project. And I feel like.
Yeah,
that's like with relationships as well.
Ah, that's a good point. That's so mature of you.
Yeah, I've done a lot of that more than songs.
Fair.
Yeah.
So, do you make much with your friends then, or like less serious stuff? I guess that you're not planning to put out, or
oh no. Everything I make, I'm planning to put out, but okay. they're just some that's not finished yet. You know, I haven't got the skills to finish it yet.
Okay.
And I need to learn more, or I need to work with someone who has that skill.
Mm.
So that's why most of my songs are not finished.
Okay.
Because I'm always like, oh, I need it to sound like this. But which is kind of the same for loads of people. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly my thing.
Yeah.
And people are like, just put it out. And I'm like, no.
Exactly.
Like, I had the vision in my head and that's what we're doing.
Definitely.
Not everyone gets it.
Yeah. And I felt like the way to go around that vision, that the way to get to achieve that vision sometimes might just be learning something new, or maybe getting someone who's good at that,
and collaborating,
just be like, do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so that's different from collaborating, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But like, there's two ways. Like, collaborating is like, okay, we're working together to achieve the same goal, and then when I'm paying for you to I'm paying for a photographer to come and
bring your vision to life.
Yes, yeah, to bring. So basically, that's how I feel like that's different from collaborating.
Okay, I hear
maybe
that.
You could be working with a studio engineer who's like mixing and mastering the project to sound how you want it to sound.
Mm.
And then collaboration is like completely different. You know.
Okay, I hear that. So we're gonna play another song next. This song was actually requested by a friend who saw this person perform. This is Nebenzel. This is his first radio play, his latest single. Yes, he's a very talented singer and artist. He's been in the music game for a little while now. This is his first release in a while. And I'm really proud of him for this song. Like, yes.
Congratulations, man.
We were vibing to it in the studio earlier. So this is Don't Matter by Nebenzel.
Nebenzel.
My heart stay clean and your spirit don't mean you can roll to the top. And if your heart just a fiend and your spirit stay clean and the blessings never stop. Take a walk with Jah, come out and holla, let the wicked man drop. So if your heart stay clean and your spirit don't mean any stuff you are gonna chop.
In addition,
save up for your energy, save up for your time. Depending what you give to them depends on what you find. To blossom to its prime. Don't free up your energy. Don't free up your time. So guess what?
It no matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and a chat. It no matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong
the front line. Chatty, it's a waste time.
Them a waste time.
You better fish in front and watch your body, they say fierce time. Time is gone, and when it's gone, you know that you can't trace time. No matter what you do, you do.
Save up all your energy, save up all your time. Depending what you give to them, depends on what you find. If you want your destiny to blossom to its prime, don't free up your energy, don't free up your time.
So guess what? It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat. It don't matter about this, no matter about that. No matter about who wrongs are wrong and I chat.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Don't Matter by Nabenzel. You know, that was a really a feel-good song, you know? Like, just good vibes, summer vibes. Yay! So, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Intonation on Radio Africana. I'm Sim Says, and we have Roku in the studio today. I actually met him last week on an events course at Reform Radio. Shout out Reform Radio. Honestly, they've been actually a big part of my music journey. Before I did their music production course, I did not really have much of a process in terms of how I was making songs, and that was making them really difficult to finish. It was like I had the idea but no direction. So after working with them, it really got me into making songs full time. And at the time I went on their course, I had, this is a long story that I'm gonna get into this another day, but I was really ill with COVID. I had long COVID. I was inside a lot. I was like fragile and I hadn't been socializing. It was like lockdown had ended, but I hadn't been socializing because I still wasn't very well. So I did one of their courses and they're so lovely, they're so kind, and just eased me back into being human again. Honestly, I didn't even realize how much I needed it until I got there. So that was a great experience. And every time I do one of their creative courses, I get to meet great people. So yeah, met Roku on the events course. We're probably gonna be working together now. Like, it's so nice to meet other people who are down for collaborations. And he just went on a break, but he's back now. Do you want to add to this? I was just saying how I met you on the events course, and it's always good to meet people who want to collaborate. And also for me, like, I just really enjoy other people's creativity, especially like when they're good at it. That's not supposed to be shade, but if I can enjoy their music, that's like the best thing for me. Like, it's so much, like, I can support someone if I don't like their stuff, but you know, it's so much easier when you actually
like it.
Yeah,
definitely. I would say definitely likewise. We did meet on the course, but I'm like attracted to like my energy just draws to like people who have like the same, and it's all about energy for me. Like, mm-hmm. I met a lot of people in that course, but actually made an effort to come here, you know, because I feel like, yeah, I appreciate what you do and I respect it. And I got the privilege to listen to your music not so long ago.
Oh yeah.
And I loved it, you know. And I got the sound. I got it. Well, I didn't get the whole scope because you didn't play me so many music.
But no, I think you got it.
I think
from your feedback. Yeah,
I think I understand it, you know. And I can see the vision for sure. And yeah, I'm really glad I came, honestly.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming, honestly. Again, I did not have a big idea of what I was going to do today. So Roku has been helping me put it together. Like, I've been so focused on doing events. Like, aside from the course, I already had things going on.
Yeah.
And and as I did mention before, I have long-term illness. So I've been trying to balance a lot of stuff. So you're helping me out more than you know. So the next song has come on. So let's just go straight into it. This is Santi featuring Shane Eagle and Amore, Rapid Fire.
Don't hear me from the side. Yeah, but legends never die, you know. Yeah, good weed in my lungs, you know where I'm at. Straight from the slums, and I can't go back. No, I won't go back. No, I keep on road for my dead homie. Okay, now I'm tired, stop on Rapid Fire. Hope I wanna break out down Rapid Fire. Hoping for a better down Rapid Fire. Bria, bria, ba ba ba. Okay, now I'm tired, stop on Rapid Fire. Hope I wanna break out down Rapid Fire. Hoping for a better down Rapid Fire. Bria, bria, ba ba ba. Okay, now feeling that like it's a lie. You tell it another line. Freaky, but I socialize like this. Sober, but I feel that wine. She missed that bad times. And they wanna beat the rhyme like this. Okay, now somebody slur. And I figure with her all my deflux. Super music, she cuss like paper. Wanna ring her with my all my dealer. Me come like the nurse, show me. Me kill a bomba, bomba, slow. Me kill her with the biggie, bomba, bomba, slow. Me kill her one split around one janky. So me not like the culture, but boss not closer.
Me kill her with the rapid fire. Kill him with the rapid fire, with the rapid fire. Send me KO with the rapid fire. KO with the rapid fire, yo.
Tracing diamonds and rings like I'm daughter to Jacob the jeweler. Spinning makes up the space on my wrist like the rolling of Mueller.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. So we just played Santi, Rapid Fire, and then Tems, Big Daddy. So I've still got Roku in the studio with me. So while that was playing, we were just talking about park life because the course that we'd gone on had given us free tickets to park life, which thank you very much. Neither of us had been in a couple years. Mm-hmm. And we just realized we both went in the same year the last time, 2021, which was like, it's really been a minute.
It's like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Park life actually is the reason that I came to Manchester. I'm not even exaggerating.
Where were you before?
I was in Northampton. And then I came here when I was 17 to go to park life.
Wow.
I remember me and my friends, whenever we were going to festivals, places we weren't old enough because you needed someone over 18, we get people in front of us in the line to say they're with us. Yeah. So we went to Parklife and I had the best weekend ever. And people in Manchester were so nice. And everyone at Parklife was complimenting me all day. And I was like, I've never experienced this in my life. So I'm moving here. And I knew that I was going to have to apply to university soon, so I was like, I'm gonna apply to all the universities in Manchester, and that's exactly what I did. And then yeah, rest is history. So yeah, I was saying, this is a hack guys. So as someone who goes to a lot of festivals, and I went to Coachella a couple years ago in 2018, if you want super cheap tickets, buy them as close to the festival date secondhand as possible, or if you can, on the day. You can even swing free ones. I've done it. Like, even ones in London, like when I was in Northampton, I would be like, just get up really early because like there's thousands of people attending.
Yes.
Somebody always has an emergency and they can't go.
Yes, yes.
Like, yeah. Guaranteed. And then some of them will either give it away for free or give it away for stupid money. Or some people, like, if you see them sitting there still trying to sell their ticket, I message them and I'm like, look, I know you don't want to give it away for £25, but the time's nearing and you're not going to be able to sell it. So either you make some money or you lose everything.
Yeah, you have to ask as well because...
Exactly, you've got to hustle for it.
Get fed. Yeah, exactly. You got to hustle for
it. So yeah, that's how you get cheap tickets, guys. I did the same for... I didn't do it for Coachella, actually, but in the end, I wish I had. Because
there were so many going around.
Yeah, I would have saved so much. They were half price by the time I got there. I mean, I still paid like face value. So it's not that bad, with slight fees on top. Through StubHub, by the way, if you are buying secondhand tickets, StubHub are the only platform who will guarantee to get you into the event, even if your ticket is fake or something. If you bought the ticket on their platform, they're the only ones who will do that, so do recommend them. But yeah, if you want cheap tickets, take the risk. And then, yeah, just manifest the rest.
Yeah.
But also, so many bots these days, you know.
Yeah.
And they're getting more and more convincing. I've also been scammed for tickets, I'm not going to lie. I think that last time I went to Parklife, I actually got scammed for one of the tickets I tried to buy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't for much, to be fair. It was probably like £15, but scam's a scam. Still hurts.
Yeah. They want to be losing money. Always verify they're like a normal like human being and they have proof of the ticket or when they bought it, you know. But yeah, definitely look out for the offers, the secondhand tickets, because who doesn't like a bargain?
Exactly.
And then you have more money to spend inside the event.
Exactly.
With them ridiculous prices, like for you, have you ever paid £15 for a hot dog?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's
chips,
so silly.
You paid like £9.90, like £10 for. Yeah. Proportion of chips.
It's actually criminal.
It was part of the experience, you know.
It is, but also it's so much better when you know you paid next to nothing to get in and everybody else pays stupid money. Like, you just feel like this is the best.
You can buy all the food you want, all the alcohol you want. So.
Like, just run around, have a great time. There's nothing worse than, oh, I paid £200 for this and it's not even given what it was supposed to give, do you know?
No.
Yeah. So yeah, look out for them deals. If you're bad, you'll risk it.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Are you going to any more carnivals this year, festivals?
Do you know what? Since COVID, it's really been dry for me, I'm not gonna lie. My cousins are coming over from the US. Actually, we went to Wireless a couple years ago, 2 years ago. My cousins from the US, that was pretty fun.
Oh wow.
To be honest, that was my first time like going somewhere with them, and it was funny for them to just like experience UK culture.
They have Coachella, they have all of that, like, so compare all of that to like Wireless, probably the same acts they get, like,
yeah, well, that was the thing after Coachella, like, I know people talk a lot of smack about Coachella, but let me tell you, it actually is the best. I don't care. People, like artists, do the performances of their lives there. That's what people don't understand. They give everything for the performance. The budget is budgeting. The stage is doing things you didn't know stages could do. Like, yeah, craziness. So yeah, it's amazing. I remember when I came back here, especially to Wireless. There's nothing on the stage. There's no screen. They've still got the X's marked on the stage where they're supposed to stand. And I was like, wow, I'm really paying hundreds of pounds for this. And also, a lot of them don't sing live at Wireless as well. Where at Coachella, the mic is on. So I really feel like when artists come to the UK, they genuinely don't try as hard. And they know that we'll take it. That's the worst part.
Yeah, we're just excited to see someone from America.
Exactly, because they don't come here that often.
And I think, like, for artists, this might be crazy to say, but as an artist, I would say, like, Coachella is, like, the Super Bowl of me for performances.
Musical artists. It's true.
Yeah,
it's crazy, you know. I saw, in 2016, I saw Georgia Smith here at Blackpunk, which got discontinued. I don't know if they're just waiting on the money to bring it back, but Blackpunk was like a super cool festival. It was in Paris, it was in New York, and then they started the British edition. I think they only did 3 years of it. But 2016 is when I believe Georgia Smith dropped Blue Lights, which was her first single that went big. So in that same year I saw her perform.
Wow.
And 2 years later I saw her at Coachella.
Oh wow.
And I remember being stunned because all the Americans knew the words. They were singing every single word.
Word for word.
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. It's been 2 years and now you're here. She wasn't on the main stage. She was in the tent, but the tent was packed.
Yeah, the tent was packed.
I had to squeeze in and I was like, damn. It was honestly, it was such an experience. Like, it was nighttime as well. Like, the lights were low and everyone was just singing. I was like, damn, girl. It's crazy how fast you can blow up like that.
Yeah,
like 2 years to the Coachella stage is crazy because you even get, like, artists now who've been doing their things who haven't been invited or have only been there once or have only done a tiny stage, stuff like that.
Definitely. Georgia Smith, she's like done incredible things in her like short space in music, like, and she's collaborated a lot as well.
She has.
She's
you know.
Actually one of the UK artists who's like done a lot of collaborations.
That's
if you
actually
think about
a good point. Yeah.
Because I seen the thing on your story. We're talking about how the UK, how in Afrobeats they collaborate a lot. But yeah, the UK scene. You're right. They don't really collab. They had like a phase where they were doing remixes. All the Dree rappers were doing. I feel like that was the peak of UK collaboration.
Yeah, it's true.
But after that, they just kind of fizzled out, you know.
Do you know what? J Hus does a fair few collaborations.
Oh yeah, J Hus for sure. Because
and
very
AJ busy. Tracy as well.
I'm not really a big AJ fan, so I can't know on that. But J Hus is so versatile, and I feel like he can pull it off, you know.
Yeah. I kind of feel like Georgia Smith is someone who, like, expanded her range through collaborations.
Yeah, 100.
Because she was definitely, like, in one lane with her music. And I know that she does a lot of the main writing for her stuff, so it is her. And then I remember she did Be Honest with Burna Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, it was kind of, like, a change in direction. And I feel like that definitely, like, pushed the boat out, even just showing us what she was capable of. And since then, I mean, she's done all sorts since then. She'd already done, I think, the Garage one by then with AJ Tracy that was big. What was it called? You know the one. It was around for the whole summer. If I remember it, I'm gonna try to find it and then I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, you
actually,
should.
Actually, it's a bit overplayed. I don't know.
as I said, no big AJ Tracy fan. I do know the song, but yeah, I probably can't remember it now because.
Nah, I'm actually gonna have to find it. Just please bear with me.
I'm trying to figure it out in my brain. But talking about Georgia Smith, I feel like that song she done with Burna Boy, Be Honest, that's actually a very good like pinpoint for Afrobeats, like when it comes to UK music.
Yeah.
Because she kind of gave, well, I won't say Afrobeat didn't have like fans because of Wizkid and Ojo Elegba, you know, but she kind of popularized it among like people who already love that soulful sound.
Yeah.
And who just, yeah, who love her sound basically.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of people who don't know like how much variation there is of Afrobeats, but this is something I discussed on a different show. People argue whether there's like African R&B or whether that's Afrobeats, because I was talking about, some people were saying, oh, Tems isn't Afrobeats, she's R&B, which I say, yeah, I hear that, but also like the beats that she uses are kind of Afrobeat, but then her vocals definitely are R&B, so is it its own thing, kind of?
Tems is a very, like, she's so talented, so I can't really put her on, like say she's this type of artist.
Mm.
Most of her beats are Afro beats, because I'll say she's trying to represent where she's from, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, her default sound. But that doesn't mean, like, we should limit her to, like, just Afrobeat music, because she's so much more, you know? She's just like one of them versatile artists. Like, what would you say Jay Hotz is? Like a drill artist or like a Afrobeat artist? Like,
this is another thing I talked about this episode. Afro Swing, which is like the UK, you know, the UK Afrobeat, exactly. Like NSG, Kojo Funds, for a bit. What was his name?
Jay Hotz is an Afro Swing artist?
I would say he's Afro Swing, really? Because he combines, well, it depends, because he's done different genres, like, with different projects, I would say he is Afro Swing, because he mixes the Afrobeat sounds with, like, modern stuff, modern UK sounds, and for me, that's what Afro Swing is.
All right.
But then there's NSG. I think he does, you know.
Because when I think about Jay Hoss and NSG, like, they're very different. Maybe it's because the message is different. I don't know. But, yeah, you're right. He could be Afro Swing. Because I've been talking about Lean and Bop, you know that record?
Yeah.
Is that Afro Swing, though?
Ooh, I honestly... Yes, I think it is, just because, like, his flow on that... I'm going to play it next, so we can listen to it. But I think his flow on that is very, like, Afro beats. Like, he's using his accent. If that makes sense.
So, if you're singing with your accent, it's Afrobeat? I'm not trying to put you in the hot seat or anything.
No. What I mean is, like, for instance, he's rapping with the same, like, cadence as an Afrobeat song, but maybe the beat is less Afrobeat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you could be right.
Yeah, and I think that's also what he does. But for me, and sometimes NSG do it, that is what Afro Swing is. Like, they're using, like, the cadence and like the rhythm, the way that they're doing the vocals, but
let me pose this to you. You know, Parsalu?
Yeah, he's great.
Would you say he's an Afro Swing?
Ooh, I would say, okay, this is where it gets weird.
I would say, go on, you.
Oh no, you can go.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
See, for me, because Afro Swing is a defined sound, I don't think he fits into that. But is he mixing, like, that African sound with the UK sound? Yes. But I don't think it's Afro Swing, just because I feel like Afro Swing is named after, like, the specific movement. Do you know what I mean? The, like, Kojo Funds, Notes, NSG, and who else was it? Lotto Boys.
Yes. When I think about Afro Swing,
mm-hmm.
I don't think about Jay Hoss.
Okay.
I don't think about what's his name? Parsalu. Because those artists, they're in a gray area.
They're
so versatile. They can do whatever they want. So I wouldn't really label them like Tems as well. I wouldn't really label them as this type of artist.
Fair.
But
what category would you put
Afro Swing? I would put
How do you say his name? Parsalu.
Yeah, Parsalu. Yeah, I would say he's more like drill.
Drill? That's interesting.
I would say commercial drill.
Really? That's interesting.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Is your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. I could be wrong. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I would say, like, the image and, like, the sound, I'm getting a lot of, like, UK drill elements in the production.
Okay.
And the message as well,
mm-hmm.
it might have, like, hints of, like, Afrobeat stuff, but I feel like the main core of the music is that UK drill, you know.
Interesting. Okay, so then my question to you is, I personally feel like, to be fair, I haven't listened to him in a minute, so he could have changed his style, but I felt like he was a bit more grime, but I feel like people have forgotten grime exists and they just call it drill now.
They just call it drill. Yeah. That's what he was.
So I'm like, is it a bit of that going on?
Grime is a bit like more fast-paced for him. He's really relaxed.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But then...
Is J-Hoss grime? I don't think he's grime.
I think he's... Nah.
Like people.
Nah. I think he has some songs that could be like the more ones where he's like rapping instead of doing fun little shaky hips type.
Who makes grime anymore? Skepta doesn't even make grime.
Skepta doesn't even make.
He was like one of the. I would say he's to me. He's one of the, like when I started listening to grime, like Bizzle, Lethal, them, and Skepta.
Did you listen to Ignorance Is Bliss? His last.
Yeah, I listened to all Skepta's albums.
Yeah, but I think that was grime.
Really? The yeah.
But I think since then he has gone like a bit more commercial.
Yeah, American-y and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he. You know. Yeah, you know he does that ASAP Rocky type stuff where he does that LA, the way that it ain't safe on the block.
Yeah.
He keeps that same.
True.
That same type of sound throughout his projects. So, but I would say that's a New York. Influence.
Oh, that one, that's interesting. I can hear that as well. I think that that one was grime. I think it was like both kind of.
It does have the grime element to it as well.
Yeah, and I know he produces a lot of his stuff. I know he produced all of Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
He didn't for Ignorance Is Bliss, but he did a lot of it.
But no, speaking about grime, loads of people do grime. I actually know a lot of people who do grime. We shouldn't just be talking about famous people. P1 Caps. I don't know if you know about P1.
Are these
he's
like local
based
rappers?
In Manchester.
I don't know the local
grime. He's done the Red Bull thing.
That isn't true.
I do know a lot of local rappers. Maybe you don't know a lot of grime local rappers because that's not your style.
To be honest, I probably do know the grime ones more than any other genre. Maybe I can think of their faces. Can I think of their names? No, I'm sorry, guys.
No.
But yeah, grime, I feel like, just came and went. You know, like early noughties, I feel like it went from garage to grime, and then drill came along and everyone forgot that other options were available, gonna lie. So with all of that, give me a J-Hoss song.
A J-Hoss song.
That I should play that you think is well, what do you think he is?
Okay.
Is the best example of what you
imagine.
Think.
When I fell asleep, I was still imagining. That's Afrobeat, I was saying. Well, you see,
that's what I was saying with the cadence, you see?
No, actually, that song is with an Afrobeat artist, Burna Boy, but the song is not really an Afrobeat song.
Okay, well, you know what? We're about to find out.
So,
is it Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah, okay, so.
When I spray the machine.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna play Cloak and Dagger by J-Hoss featuring Burna Boy next, and you guys can decide for yourselves
what it is.
What do you think of this? Yeah, let's go.
My Lord, oh my God, success.
No, it's not this one. It's not this one. Is it Settle Down? It's Settle Down, isn't it? Nah, I don't. Wow. Wait, is that song even J-Hoss? No, it is J-Hoss. Nah, please hold, guys. Please hold. We're gonna find this song. Okay. Oh, it's just him. Okay. I'm getting the song. Well, I mean, this one is definitely. But this one I say was Afro Swing. You hear that dun dun dun. That's like the Afro Swing song.
Could be Afro B as well. There's
I know, this crossover.
There's so many crossover, like.
Okay, but I'm still getting the song, please.
That's okay.
Please hold. If I can find the clean version. Have it. Okay, I got it here, guys. This is J-Hus, Massacre. And you're saying this is the best example of what?
Of J-Hus being so versatile, you can't, like, pinpoint him.
Okay, fair, fair, fair. Okay, let's go.
Yo. Heard him talk grease, but I didn't care. Won't take long to make him disappear. No, he's not crazy, he's a teddy bear. Dump on him anywhere. If you stay prepared, you ain't gotta get prepared. Can't link me after she get a manicure, pedicure. Hit the road and cause a real hitman, not an amateur. Was a young boy, but now I'm a kid. Change the economy, give me the currency. Everybody pay double, side hustle, main hustle. Put my hands in every pie. Everybody around me certified, bonafide. Certain money can't buy. Even if they wanna try, they know that they can't try. He wasn't looking at me, he had a cross eye. He wouldn't wanna cross me, wanna cross eye. He wouldn't wanna cross me, what life be like. Where I come from, we grew up on chicken and rice. The games that we play, when you're on the field every day, there's no need for no exercise. It gets real hard, must stay hydrated. Wet that block if they violate it. The way we pulled up, they couldn't even gauge it. Get away clean with the phone we staged it. I link my guy, he knows where the base is. He used to hold my teeth, I used to call him braces. This life we live is all about your choices. A man went crazy, started hearing voices. It gets real hot, man need aqua. J-Hus, activate all your chakra. Open the book to the next chapter. Heard him talk grease, but I didn't care. Won't take long to make him disappear. No, he's not crazy, he's a teddy bear. Dump on him anywhere. If you stay prepared, you ain't gotta get prepared. Can't link me after she get a manicure, pedicure. Hit the road and cause a real hitman, not an amateur. Was a young boy, but now I'm a chair. We was just sitting on the furniture. I was just checking her temperature. Asked her what she do for a living. She said, baby, I'm an entrepreneur. There's a lot of girls, but you're the one I prefer. If there's a problem, she come to me first. I'm the only man you need in the universe. Make the bounce and then put it in reverse. It's in your DNA, there's no need to rehearse, no rehearsal. When you're ready for me, come and send me a bird call. She don't eat meat, she ain't heard before. But I could've sworn she eat till the early morn. I might hold on to her, but I'm not sure. You do your nails and your hair and your skin's pure.
Yeah, so if you can even believe it, guys, that still wasn't the song. We still got the wrong song. That's crazy. Well, I like this song, so I'm determined to find it. Oh, this song's actually from Skepta's last album, yeah. Ignorance is Bliss. Yeah.
We literally spoke about the project as well.
Crazy, crazy. Okay, now I'm trying to find the clean version. Well, this is where it gets a bit... I don't see a clean version. Wait, wait, wait. Wait, get out the lyrics. Is this... What? They're swears. That's words, because if that's words, then that... No, there's, I don't know if there's actually any swears in that song. Where would it be? Where would it be? Okay. Yeah, it'll be somewhere. It'll be somewhere. Ah, the show's gone fast, you know. It's because we've just been chit-chatting. We're actually coming to the end, but I'm playing this song. Like, sorry, I'm stubborn like that. It's actually happening. There's no swears. That's what I thought. Okay. What a delight. Okay. Finally, we got there. This is Skepta and J-Hus. What do you mean? Let's go. Are you kidding me? It says unavailable. Don't do this. I got it. Okay. Okay. Let's go!
Still in my jeans. When I fell asleep, I was still in my jeans. Then I had a one girl to keep me clean. She want to eat man like Idiot. I mean, what do you mean? I come for the cream. I made some mistakes that I gotta redeem. You put me in position I don't wanna be in. We all made mistakes, I'm a human being. North Korean,
Kim Young-un when I spray the machine. Yeah, I know how to decide if you ain't on my team.
You get blacklisted if you hate on my team. Fam, I say what I mean, I keep my demons close. Late night, I speak to the ghost. Get high, fell asleep in my clothes. Animal instinct, sex, money, murder. I fear nobody, keep something on me, cause I'm better safe than sorry. I'm a top boy like Sully with a six-figure hobby. You're still on the road, better be getting that belly. Kicking off doors, better give it some welly. I came in the game, ran it like an athlete. Got a big money scheme, all my brothers had to eat. Thought I was a scrub sitting in the back seat. I was counting my money, making sure it's complete. They can't compete, there ain't no competition. I take what I want, you get what you were given. They're calling me a rapper, man, I think I'm a magician. I didn't wanna kill them, but these niggas never listen.
Nah, still in my jeans. When I fell asleep, I was still in my jeans. Then I had a one girl licking me clean. She wanna eat, man, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I come for the cream. I made some mistakes that I gotta redeem. You put me in position I don't wanna be. We all made mistakes, I'm a human being. North Korean, Kim Young-un when I spray the machine. Yeah, I know how to decide if you ain't on my team.
As soon as I wake up, I be chasing my dreams. All we do is win and we ain't changing the teams. I still creep through the hood. Pull up on my brother just to see if he's good. See them with the gang, they be giving me looks. See him on his ones, I can see that he's shook. Mad cause I made it. New whip looking like a spaceship. You're looking like you're stuck inside the matrix. I could teach you how to hustle, how to save it. When the money talks, I can translate it. I'm the go-getter. G'd up with my feet up, it's no pressure. They make threats, but they never put their hands on me. They know better. You will get pepper, hot like Coachella. You're not clever, you're coming unstuck. I was up north, I was getting enough love. Back down south, trying to make a young buck. And I'll be still going when the sun comes up.
Nah, still in my jeans. When I fell asleep, I was still in my jeans. Then I had a one girl licking me clean. She wanna eat, man, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I come for the cream. I made some mistakes that I gotta redeem. You put me in position I don't wanna be. We all made mistakes, I'm a human being. North Korean, Kim Young-un when I spray the machine. Y'all know how to decide if you ain't on my team.
We got there in the end, guys. We got there in the end.
Good timing.
Crazy, crazy. That was Skepta, What Do You Mean, feat Jay Huss. I haven't heard that song in a while.
Same old.
That was a vibe. I feel like this came out like COVID days. It's just, it's taking me back to then. Hey, when was it? When did that come out? 7 years ago.
7 years
Wait,
ago.
2019? That's 2019.
Dang, that's a long time ago.
Crazy, yeah, crazy.
It's more than
That's pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Just started COVID.
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show, guys. We've been chatting away, you know. Time's gone so fast, but I love talking music with people. I love people with musical opinions. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
I very much appreciated your input. Any final words?
No final words. Just had a great time. Next time, tune in, listen to Sim say.
Wait.
And yeah, we're gonna talk about more music, listen to great music, have a good time.
Thank you. So yes, you've been listening to Intonation. I've been Sim Says. You're still listening to Radio Africana. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys, and I will see you very soon.